弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢神，我们又一次来到罗马书。
Praise the Lord, we're coming to the epistles of to the Romans.
我们已经读了，刚才我们已经读了这一节的经文。
Just now, we just read this verse.
我们读完了这个，好，我们再把英文，我们再一起读一遍哈。
We're gonna read.
请托尼弟兄带我们读。
We're gonna read the English verse again. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
这里说理所应当的侍奉，也是我们今天的题目。
It says reasonable service, and this is also today's theme.
下面我摆了几节英文不同的翻译，我们今天不展开讲，但是提供给大家一个参考。你看到在这四种版本有四种的翻译。
So I've also taken four different translations in the English form, so we can see the difference.
中文是比较接近这个 reasonable service 是理所当然的侍奉。
So in Chinese, it's closer to the translation of the reasonable service.
它也可以说是有智慧的侍奉。
It's also an intelligent service.
也可以说是一个属灵的侍奉。
And it's also a spiritual service.
还可以说是一个属灵的敬拜。
And also means a spiritual worship.
今天我们不展开解释，但是这是给弟兄姐妹思想。
So we're not going to go into it in detail today, but it's offered up to brothers and sisters so you can meditate on it.
在正式信息开始之前，我还是要分享一个感动。
And before I start the message, I want to share one of my what moved me.
因为我印象很深，是很多年以前，佛牧师在这里给我们讲罗马书十二章第一节。
I remember a long time ago, Pastor Fang had shared with us this verse, Romans 12:1.
所以一想到这个分享罗马书十二章第一节，有几个字立刻就在我心中跳出来。
And when I think about sharing this verse, a couple of words jumped out at me.
那个烙印很深，好像抹都抹不去的。
And this impression is so deep that it cannot be erased.
我自己也是深深相信说。有的时候信息完了，很多弟兄姊妹有鼓励说今天你讲得很好，就是我们对讲员有一个鼓励哈。但是我自己觉得说，其实我们深深知道说，如果一个信息是出于神的，是说很多年之后，如果这一句话或者这个字还在我们的心中，我们知道那是出于神的。
So sometimes when after the message, people would come up and said, "Oh, you, this is a good, great message."But if the message is truly from God, then there are words in there that is embedded in your heart.
所以我想到这一节的时候，那个时候那个字马上就在我心中跳出来，然后当时的说话的语气，那个场景都好像在心里一样。我们知道说这个不是记忆力，记忆力我们早就模糊了，这是神坐在我们心里的。
So when I thought about this verse, some words just jumped out at me, and even how that was shared at that time was in my mind. We know that is not just memory because memory fades.
今天第一个字就是劝。
The first word is appeal.
第二个字是什么？
The second one is what?
献。第三个字是活。
Living.
第四个字是圣
，Holy。
第五个字是悦纳喜悦
，Acceptable。
好，然后再加上前面和后面，保罗说了一个所以
，And then also therefore。
最后保罗说这是理所当然的，有一个理。
And finally, Paul said it is reasonable。
如果这几个字，我不知道当时其他弟兄姊妹有没有印象哈？冯牧师当然没有每一个字都讲，但是他从当中提出了那几个字，我就觉得说这么多年过去了，我不知道十年还是十多年 但是神是把它印在我的心里。
I don't know if you remember these words when Pastor Fang shared them, but all these years, these words are impressed in my heart.
今天我们也没有时间每一个字都讲，我们只是借着这个继续的感动，再有点交通。
So today we're not going to talk about every one of those words, but we're going to continue today sharing.
今天我们信息的题目是以线上回应神的福音。
Today is the theme is to respond God's gospel with sacrificing.
副标题是理所当然的侍奉。
And the sub topic is our reasonable service.
我们今天看四点，第一个是一份一句突如其来的相劝。
We're going to share four points. The first one is a sudden appeal.
第二个是一份丰富无比的遗嘱。
And another one is an abundant will.
第三个是一段通往祭坛的路程。
And the third one is a journey to the altar.
第四个就是一种理所应当的侍奉。
And the fourth one is a reasonable service.
今天我们就从这几个点来看罗马书十二章第一节。
So we're going to look at this Romans 12:1 through these four points.
所以说这里保罗说所以。
The first thing is Paul said, therefore.
保罗因为我们讲逻辑的人知道说有一个所以一定有因为。
According to logic, if you say therefore, there must be a because.
那这个因为在哪里？我们知道说前面十一章结尾，保罗有一个颂赞的，有几节的圣经，他是心里发出一个颂赞。
We know that just before this chapter, in chapter 11, Paul has a praise.
这是他的因为，但不仅仅是在那里。
And that is his because.And it is not only there.
也不仅仅是在第九章到十一章。
And it's not only from chapter 9 to chapter 11.
其实保罗的因为是从第一章第一节开始一直到十一章的末了。
Because Paul's because started with Romans chapter 1 verse 1 through all the 11 chapters.
如果我们记得罗马书的开头第一节是什么？
If you remember what the first verse of Romans is.
耶稣基督的仆人保罗奉召为使徒特派传神的福音，然后他说这福音是，然后下面就开始一直讲。
Paul said, Romans 1:1, Paul said, Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus called to be an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God,This gospel is, and then he continues to talk about the gospel.
保罗没有寒暄，他就直奔罗马书的主题，就是福音。
Paul gets right to the point in his letter, the gospel of God.
我们知道说传福音的时候，罗马书是一卷很重要的书。我们有的时候称它为传福音的范本，或者说传福音的教科书。
We know that the book of Romans is invaluable in preaching of the gospel, and many times we use that as a model or even a textbook of preaching the gospel.
但是罗马书的宝贵不只是说我们给慕道友传福音的时候可以用，这卷书信是写给罗马的弟兄们的。
Not only is it for us to preach the gospel, but this letter is specifically written to the brothers and sisters in Rome.
保罗写这卷罗马书很重要的一个目的，如果我们不说是唯一的目的，至少说很重要的目的是劝那里的弟兄们献上身体当作活祭。
And he has a fundamental purpose in writing this letter, and it is to ask them to offer themselves, to exhort them to offer their bodies as living sacrifice.
这么重大的事情，显然不是保罗说我发一点感慨，然后我们就可以劝弟兄们把身体献上。
It is not just easy for him to just use a saying or tell them to go ahead and offer themselves.
因为我们知道说保罗写罗马书的时候，他跟那里的弟兄们甚至都还没见过面。
Because we know that when he wrote the letter to Romans, that he has never met the brothers there.
你有没有劝过一个第一次见面的弟兄？我们知道说你遇到一个慕道友从来没有听过福音，你会跟他讲罗马书。但如果一个第一次遇见的弟兄，你有没有用过罗马书十二章第一节劝他？大家想一想看。
Have you ever tried to exhort a brother you met for the first time using Romans 12:1 to exhort them to offer their bodies as a living sacrifice?
所以当保罗说这个理所当然的时候，他这个理所当然是从哪里来的？是从整个这十一章里来的。
And when he said it is a reasonable service, where does it come from? It came from chapter 11.
所以今天我们是一个特例。照理说，今天你看我们读的经文最短，我没有读一章圣经，我们只读了一节。
So today we see that we didn't read a lot of scriptures. We only read one verse.
正好是因为如果我们真正需要读的话，我们要读整个的十一章。
Because if we really need to read it, we need to read the whole chapter 11.
所以我们反而读的最短，我们只读这一节。
But we only read one verse.
我们知道保罗有很多的书信。
We know that Paul wrote a lot of epistles.
当然都是主里亲爱的弟兄，但是从不同的书信里你可以看出保罗和不同的教会的弟兄们他们彼此之间关系是不一样的。
And we know that Paul wrote a lot of letters to the different churches and each with a different relationship.
我们举几个例子，比方说帖撒罗尼迦书信的时候，他跟帖撒罗尼迦教会保罗说他是在大征战中把神的福音传给你们。
Paul, for example, he wrote to the church of Thessalonica, and he wrote, I preach the gospel of God to you in the midst of great conflict.
用中我们的俗话说是共过生死，或者至少是共过患难的。
And they have gone through a lot together.
保罗说我在你们中间存心温柔，如同母亲乳养自己的孩子。
And he said, I was gentle with you like a mother nursing a child.
你从这一句里你可以感受到保罗和那里的弟兄们他们之间的情感。
And from just this verse, you can tell the relationship that he has with the brothers there.
用我们中国人的话说叫有这个乳养之恩。
And Chinese would say this is the kindness of nursing.
比方说加拉太教会，保罗说到加拉太教会的时候，他们对保罗有一个非常爱的心。
And the church of the Galatians, they love Paul.
保罗他自己他可以做见证，他说那时候你们若能行，就是把自己的眼睛弯出来给我，也都情愿。
And Paul testified that if it were possible, then you would gladly gouge out your eyes for me.
我们说那太夸张了吧？但至少这个表达出他们对于保罗的情感。
It seems exaggerated, but that shows his relationship with the brothers there.
还有很多腓立比教会，我们就不一一举例了。
And then there are the Church of the Philippians, but we're not going to go into it today.
这样的弟兄们，我们觉得说会比较容易听保罗的劝吧。
We think that with this type of relationship, they will it's easier for them to accept Paul's exhortation.
但是罗马的弟兄们，保罗没有见过面。
But the brothers in Rome, he has not met them.
写信的时候没有见过面。
When he wrote this letter, he has not met them yet.
所以说，用中国的古话说啊，不叫古话，就俗话说，叫做交浅言深。
Using a Chinese idiom, it's the friendship is casual, but the speech was intimate.
但正因为这样，这就是罗马书宝贵的地方。
But that's because of that. This is the why the book of the letter of, to the Romans is precious.
跟弟兄们的交情来劝的。
He is not using his relationship to exhort the brothers there.
不是因为我对你有过濡养之恩，我可以劝你。
It's not because we have this relationship like a mother nursing the child that I exhort.
不是因为你这么爱我，连眼睛都肯挖出来，所以我可以劝你。我知道你肯听。
Not because you love me so much that you're willing to have your eyes gouged out. I know you will listen.
这是没见过面的弟兄，所以保罗又劝他们将身体献上，当作活祭，又跟他们说理所当然。
And it is to the brothers that he has not met that he said, offer yourself as a living sacrifice, and then it is a reasonable service.
所以这就是我的一点介绍，所以以后我们再去读罗马书十一章的时候，前面的十一章的时候，这都是我们思想的话题。当然我们今天没有时间一一的来讲，但是这是一个开放的话题，我们读的时候我们去思想保罗究竟怎样的劝他们。
So this is just a starting point. So when you continue to read, you might want to go back to chapter 11 and see what Paul was thinking.
第二点我们讲 一份丰富无比的遗嘱。
The second point, we're going to talk about an abundant will.
这个就是因为接着洪明弟兄他最近几次信息都讲到这个盟约。
And it is to follow Brother Homing's this last couple of messages about the covenant.
我们一起读一处的圣经。我们一起来读我们先读中文，然后再读英文。好，我们一起来读希伯来书九章十五到十七节。指他做了新约的中保，既然受死赎了人在前约之时所犯的罪过，便叫门招之人得着所应许永远的产业。凡有一命，必须等到留一命的人死了，因为人死了一命才有效力。若留一命的尚在，那一命还有用处吗？好，我们读英文。
Therefore he is the mediator of a new covenant, so that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance. Since a death has occurred that redeems them from the transgressions committed under the first covenant. For where a will is involved, the death of the one who made it must be established.For a will takes effect only at death, since it is not in force as long as the one who made it is alive. For where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of the tester. For where a covenant is, the death of the covenant victim to come in is necessary.
我们的中文圣经和合本很宝贵，因为他知道是我们读这个圣经的时候不容易看出其中的关联，所以把它注明说，告诉我们说这个约和遗命是同一个字。
So, the Chinese translation is very precious because it assumes that it is very difficult for us to understand the translation. So, it tells us that the will, the two words, the will, those are the same word.
遗命这个字好像也有点文言了，所以我们按今天的叫法就是我们把它称为遗嘱。
The word 遗命 means the last testament, but in today's word, it's the will.
有一位留遗命的。
So there is one who wrote this will.
这就是我们的主耶稣基督，他与我们立约的那一位。
And that is our Lord Jesus Christ who established this covenant with us.
所以遗嘱是什么？就是他的意思，就是把一份产业，有一份产业，有一份这个产业有一个或者有一群受益的人。
So what is a will? It is for managing this inheritance for these beneficiaries.
当这个留遗嘱的人离开这个世界的时候，这份产业就会交给那个受益的人。
The one who wrote this will, when he leaves this world, will give this inheritance to these to his beneficiary.
那这个遗嘱或者说这个约上面门约上面写的是什么呢？就写的是这份产业究竟是什么？
What is in that covenant is what the inheritance is.
这个我们就要从罗马书的十一章来认识。那甚至说光这个还不够，其实是我们对整本圣经都是在告诉我们说这份产业究竟是什么。
In chapter 11, Romans chapter 11, it tells us about the inheritance, but not just that. The whole Bible actually tells us what the inheritance is.
可以说保罗他的劝是因为这份产业的分量，所以他在这里可以劝。
It is because of the content of this inheritance that he exhorts.
所以这个不是保罗他跟罗马的弟兄们的交情，不是说我们通常人的劝是，我为你做了这么多，所以我跟你说话，你应该听。
Normally when we exhort, we say, "Well, I've done so much for you. You should listen to me."
保罗还没有为罗马的弟兄们做什么。
But Paul haven't done anything for the brothers in Rome yet.
所以他的劝完全来自于这份产业的分量。
His entire exhortation comes from the content of this inheritance.
我们讲了相信他保罗为什么要劝，然后他劝的这个分量，同样今天我们也没有时间展开，我们就继续往下。
So we continue.
也是接着洪明弟兄分享的感动，今天我们要交通这个既然是线上，既然是当作活祭，这里就牵涉到有一段路要走。
Following what Brother Homer had shared, to go to the altar, there is a journey to get there.
这是一段通往祭坛的路程。
And this is a journey to the altar.
因为我们在想到线上的时候，通常的图画是什么？就是如果回到亚伯拉罕的例子，我们是想到在祭坛上，亚伯拉罕已经把刀拿起来了，然后天使说阻止他。
When we talk about this offering as or presenting ourselves as a sacrifice, what is our picture? Our picture is Abraham raising his hand with his knife and ready to kill Isaac, and God stopped him.
这个当然是，但也不完全是。
Of course, that is the picture, but it is not the complete picture.
我们会自然的感觉到这个线上，就是当亚伯拉罕的刀下去的那一刻，就是线上的时候。
We think that the whole event is this.
但实际上亚伯拉罕他走了那段的路程，以撒也走了那段的路程。
In reality, Abraham made the journey, Isaac made the journey also.
亚伯拉罕他离开家的时候，他已经知道需要干什么，要做什么。
Abraham, when he left his home, he knew what he was going to do, what he has to do.
但是以撒他还不完全知道。
But Isaac did not know everything at that time.
所以他会问亚伯拉罕说：“父啊，这个柴与火都有了，但是燔祭的羔羊在哪里？”
That's why Isaac asked his father, "We have the fire and the wood. Where is the lamb of offering to offer to God?"
我们可以有点想象，当然我们不会有最后答案。以撒他 他在走这个路程的时候，他心里是完全不知道，还是有一点点知道，模模糊糊，还是已经知道。
Even though we don't know completely what Isaac was thinking, when he was making this journey, did he think that, did he have an inkling of what might happen?
但是对以撒至少有一个问题，就是当亚伯拉罕回答他以后，他心里是更清楚了，还是不清楚。
So when Abraham answered his question, did Isaac become, was it clear to Isaac or was it not?
如果知道那个线上的要是自己的话，他还肯不肯背着那捆柴再往前走？
Well, if he knew what was going to happen, would he be willing to carry the firewood?
当有启示的时候，他还愿意往前走的那一位就是以撒。
Isaac was willing to make the journey.
上次洪明弟兄讲到以撒的安静和顺服。
Last time, Brother Homer mentioned his Isaac's silence and obedience.
所以以撒其实也在劝我们。
And Isaac also exhorts us.
只不过保罗他是用话来劝，但是以撒是用他的脚步来劝我们。
Paul uses his words to exhort us.But Isaac uses his footsteps to exhort us.
等到来到了祭坛，确实真正发现，我们真正认识到，原来神真的自己预备，做燔祭的羔羊。
It's only when we come to the altar we realize that God has prepared the lamb for the sacrifice.
以撒没有死掉，以撒没有被烧掉。
Isaac was not killed, did not die, and he was not burned up.
以撒也没有成为灰烬。
And he did not become
become
ash.
所以我想我们常常会有一个误会，我们觉得说线上就是说我为着主损失掉的那个叫做线上。
So sometimes we have a misunderstanding that what we lose or what we give up is what we sacrifice.
本来我有的，然后作为基督徒来说，我损失掉了，那个就是我给主的献上。
I had it before, but because I'm a Christian, now I have to give it up, then that is my sacrifice.
但是罗马书还有以撒的那幅图画给我们看见是不一样的。
But in the Bible and also Isaac's picture tells us a different story.
真正的献上它指的是背着那捆柴来到祭坛的那段路程。
The real sacrifice is Isaac carrying the firewood, making the journey to the altar.
其实我承认，其实连我自己准备信息的时候，天然的感觉还是那个损失，对。所以一开始，其实连我题目里都用了这个字 ，sacrificing。
So when in my natural self, I still think of the losing or the giving up as a sacrifice.
其实就是我。自己的下意识的感觉就是献上，就是 sacrificing。
So presenting is
就是牺牲，就是牺牲。
It's a sacrifice。
但是真正看这个圣经，保罗这里说的献上是 to be 是来到这个 to be present。
So what Paul was saying
这个献上
this sacrifice is to be present。
Presenting
to present。
这是真正神要我们看见那个图画。
And this is the picture that God wants us to see.
神不要杀以撒，神不要以撒变成灰烬，但是神要以撒来到这个祭坛。
God doesn't want to kill Isaac or make him into ashes. He just wants him to come to the altar.
那我们知道说，这个今天祭坛所说的，说在今天就是乃是神的十字架。
And today we understand that this altar is according to Christ. This altar is the cross.
就像所有罗马的弟兄一样，这个神借着保罗给我们有一个相劝。
Like the brothers in Rome, through Paul, we have an exhortation.
就像罗马的弟兄们一样，我们没有见过保罗，但是我们有他。神借着他写来的一封信。
Just like the brothers in Rome, we have not met Paul, but through this letter, it's also written to us.
他劝弟兄们呢，不是说我们要变成一堆的灰烬，而是说我们要来到祭坛那里。这是这个献上的意思 ，presenting.
So he didn't want us. He didn't exhort us to become a pile of ashes. He justHe exhorted us to come and present ourselves at the altar.
但是之后我们会发现说，然后我们就会有这个体会说，哦，原来神的意思不是要我们死，乃是要我们活。
So now we understand God doesn't want us to die. He wants us to live.
所以这个祭是活的。
So this sacrifice is a living sacrifice.
最后一个，对，其实这个和第四点是连在一起的。
So, the fourth point is connected to the last to the verse.
其实我前面已经讲了，为什么叫做理所当然
？So I've already said what? Why is it reasonable service?
这个对中文这个字其实也非常的精确。那其实说到一个意思就是。你是不能拒绝的。
The Chinese translation is very exact. It means you cannot refuse it.
当然神给我们自由的意志，神不会强迫我们任何一个人，你必须接受这一个。
God give us a will, free will. He would not force us to give up something.
但是保罗这封信前面写了十一章，他就是告诉我们一件事情：我们拒绝是没有道理的。
Because of chapter 11, Paul is telling us that there's no reason for you to reject this offer, God.
那我们再继续看一下，我们回到刚才上一次的信息，洪明弟兄带我们看说。要用圣洁来回应神的盟约。
And the last message that Brother Homer shared with us was to respond to God's covenant with holiness.
在旧约里面，福音其实早蕴含在里面，但是还没有像保罗那样清楚的写给我们。
The gospel has already been written throughout the Bible, but not as clearly as.Paul has presented in the book of Romans.
感谢神，这里我们凡是我们的弟兄们、姐妹们，我们每一个都是已经接受了神的福音。
And here, most of us are brothers and sisters. We have already accepted the gospel.
可能是几个月前，可能是几年前，甚至可能是几十年前。
It could be a couple of months ago, or a couple of years, or many years.
有的时候我们把接受称作一种回应啊，神给我们的恩典和礼物，我们拿接下来，我们觉得这是我们的一个回应。
So when we accept the gospel, we think that is our response to God.
但严格说起来，这个。还不是回应，或者说这不是回应的全部。
Strictly speaking, this is not the complete response.
就像我们遇见弟兄，在外面遇见，我们有点 心里有点感觉，觉得说可能是弟兄，就会询问说是不是是主里的弟兄。
If you meet someone out, outside the church and you think that this is a Christian, you might just ask them, "Are you a Christian? Have you accepted Christ?"
如果听见是，我们就很高兴，感谢主，这是一位弟兄。
And if he says yes, then we're very happy, because this is a brother.
我们都是接受福音的。
We have all accepted the gospel.
然后就有一个问题，就是红明弟兄也常常喜欢问我们，然后呢？
And then we ask him, "What's next?"
我们知道说我们又多了一位弟兄，然后有什么？但是我们知道说，然后就是神真正要从我们身上得到的是什么，那才能够称得上是回应。
What's next is what God wants to receive from us, and what is our response?
所以神真正要我们的是我们把自己献上。
What God really wants from us is presenting ourselves.
我们每一个人都有自己的一捆柴。
Every one of us has our own bundle of firewood.
我们每个人都有自己一段走通往祭坛的路程。
We all have our own journey towards the altar.
所以保罗，我们回顾，我没有时间读整个十一章，但是我选了一点点。我们看一下保罗在福音书前面啊，在罗马书前面提到什么？他说我们那些人故意不认识神。
So we don't have time to review chapter 11, but here I picked out a couple of ideas. One is that before we did not acknowledge him.
Yeah, he did not see fit.
Did not see fit to acknowledge him.
这是故意的。
Because we deliberately.
就是我们记不记得我们自己也是这样，我们传福音的时候也是这样，对不对？这个慕道的朋友会跟我们说，哪里有神？这不合理。如果这个说不通，那个说不通。
So if we think back to early days before we accepted Jesus, we're probably the same way.
但今天我们不一样了，我们知道说神的存在对我们理所当然，神的救赎对我们是理所当然。
But today we're different because when we present ourselves as reasonable service.
我们以后在读这些话语的时候，我们可以来思想说，那是不是我们的侍奉啊，或者说敬拜，乃是理所当然的。
Is it our worship that is reasonable or spiritual?
啊，还有一次也是一样，在罗马书开始的时候，神任凭人存邪僻的心行那些不合理的事。
God gave them up to a debased mind to do what ought not to be done.
我们不认识的时候觉得做这些事没什么，很自然，就是周围人也是这么做，那我做不是很自然吗？
So isn't everybody does that? So isn't that very natural for me to do that?
但是今天我们是被神所救赎的，我们被神带到这个地步的时候，神给我们启示，也借着保罗来劝我们。
But today, through Paul, exhort us.
今天是来献上理所当然的侍奉。
So today it is that we present our reasonable service.
最后，我们就来读一下罗马书十一章最后这几节，我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
身在神丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的踪迹何其难寻。谁知道主的心？谁做过他的谋士呢？谁是先给了他，使他后来偿还呢？因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他。愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。阿门。我们读英文。
Oh, the depths of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and how inscrutable his ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counselor? Or who has given a gift to him that he might be repaid? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen.
等一下我们会唱一首的诗歌，叫做将一切献于祭坛。
We're going to sing a hymn, All on the Altar.
那里就讲到一个安息，最后在哪里有安息？
There it talks about a peace. Where do we have a peace?
这里说安息何难寻。
Here it says that, how difficult is to find peace.
我们有时候会做基督徒也会感叹说，不对啊，照理说耶稣已经说劳苦担重担的可以到我面前来，我就是你们得安息。
So maybe you might say, oh, that's not reasonable because Jesus said if you can come to if those who are heavy laden and burdened can come to me and have peace.
明明我已经来了，我已经到耶稣这里了，我已经信主了，好像说有的时候这个担子为什么还在我的身上。
I'm already there. I've come to Jesus. So why is this burden still on me?
可能是我们的生活，可能是我们的健康，可能是我们的工作，也很可能是我们的侍奉。
Maybe it's our lives. Maybe it's our health. Maybe it's our work, or our even our service.
神借着这个素未谋面的保罗劝罗马的弟兄，今天也是一样的劝我们。
Through Paul, who exhorted the Romans today, is also exhortation to us.
今天也可以借着这首诗歌来劝我们，就是愿意走这段路程的，可以在祭坛那里得着安息。
And it is also through this hymn that to exhort us that if we're willing, we can journey to the altar. That's where we will receive peace.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你，主啊，你把保罗相劝的话摆在我们的中间。
Lord, we thank you, and praise you because you leave Paul's word to exhort us.
主，我们知道你的话不突然返回。
We know your word will not return without.Being effective.
但愿我们都像罗马的弟兄们一样，能够领受保罗的相劝。
May we be like the brothers in Rome that we accept this exhortation.
但愿我们都愿意走这一段的路程。
That we are willing to make this journey.
来到祭坛就是你的十字架那里。
To come to the altar, that is your cross.
献上自己当作活祭。
To present our bodies as a living sacrifice.
主，也把你所应许的安息赏给我们。
May you give us the peace that you promised us.
让我们都从你来得着。
So we can receive it from you.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.